Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
今天早上我们一起分享学习的题目是在你家中的教会。
And the topic for today's mutual encouragement is the church that meets in your house.
中文打错啊，不是聚会，是教会。
And it's the church that the church that's in your house.
我们每一个人都有一个家。
And we all have a home.
家是我们最喜欢的地方。
And this home is the place that we love to go to.
我们在外面工作了一整天。
And when we work for the whole entire day.
晚上最想回家。
And at night, the place that we want to go to most is to return back home.
在其他城市出差。
And in other, when you go to different places for work.
也会很想念家。
You will also miss your home.
家是有很多不同的用途。
The house, this home of yours, has many different usage.
当然，家是养育儿女的地方。
And of course, this home of ours is a place where we teach our children.
家也是自己休息，给自己好好充电，留给自己的一块田地。
And then our home is also a place where we rest, so we may be re-energized, so that we may go and do more things. This place is what we do.
家也是避风港。
Our home is also a place.Where we hide from trouble.
无论外面多大的风雨，多大的困难。
And it doesn't matter what's happening outside, all the troubles that you might face.
家可以给我们安稳。
This home of yours will give you peace.
有人用家做不同的用途。
Many people describe home and use them in different ways.
除了留给自己之外。
Other than just a place to keep for yourself.
除了养育儿女之外。
Other than just a place where you teach and let your children grow.
不同的人把自己的家有不同的用途了。
Then different people have different usage of their home.
像我走在教会的这条路上面。
As I was on the way to church.
我看到附近有一间邻居啊，每个礼拜天灯火通明，都有人在打麻将。
And I saw we have a neighbor nearby. On every Sunday, every weekend, you can see the light is bright in their house and they're playing mahjong.
很高兴在里面打。
And you could tell they're very happy they're playing mahjong.
他开放自己的家，给亲戚朋友一起来娱乐。
I realized that they opened up their house to their relatives and friends to come to play mahjong.
有一些人说，开放自己的家，来我们家里 party 派对，我是来联谊。
And some people let their house to their home to be used for a place for people to come to party.
当然这也是很不错。
And this is not too bad.
有一些人社会的犯罪分子用自己的家来种大麻。
And then there's some criminals that they use their house, this place of theirs, to plant pot.
但是我们知道我们的家既然那么宝贵。
But we understand that this home of ours is so precious to us.
这是用我们的家做最有意义的事情。
That we must use our home to do what is most edifying for us.
最有意义的事情是什么呢？
What is something that is most edifying, that's most meaningful?
就是开放自己的家，让主耶稣来用。
And that is to open up our home for the usage of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们请看罗马书十六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章第五节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 5.
罗马书第十六章，我们从第三节到第五节。
Starting from verse 3 to 5. Verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Verse 4, they risked their lives for me, not only I, but all the churches of Gentiles are grateful to them. Verse 5, greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friends Epentus, who is the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia.
保罗在写罗马书的时候
When Paul was writing the book of Romans,
他很想念一对夫妻
He really missed this couple.
这对夫妻呢叫做百基拉跟雅基拉
And this couple is named by Priscilla and Aquila.
为什么特别想念这对夫妻
Why is it that he missed this couple?
因为这对夫妻曾经很爱主
Because these couple,they love the Lord.
为了传福音自己的性命都不怕危险。
For the sake of the gospel, they were not afraid to lose their lives.
特别这里第五节说要问在他们家里的教会的安。
And here in verse 5 also says, greet also the church that meets at their house.
今天我们一想到教会就会想到说哇漂亮高大的会堂。
Today, the first thing we associate with the word church is a beautiful chapel.
那其实如果我们翻看圣经。
But actually, if we open up the Bible,
在早期的使徒教会的历史,
In the apostle times, in the history of the church,
很多早期教会都是从家庭的崇拜、家庭的聚会开始的。
Many churches started and were established in the beginning with family services.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
因为早期的基督徒都是犹太人为主。
Because in the early times, the believers, they were mainly Jews.
他们本来就是已经在犹太的会堂守安息圣日的。
They already attended services in their synagogue.
信了主耶稣之后。
And after they came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们还是在守安息圣日。
They still obeyed their Sabbath.
没有改守礼拜天。
They did not change to Sunday.
一开始都是守安息圣日的。
Because in the beginning, they already obeyed the Sabbath.
但是信了耶稣之后呢，其他不信主的犹太人都很讨厌这些基督徒。
But once these people who were converted into Christians, then the Jews started to look down at them and they did not like them.
你信了耶稣，就要把你赶出犹太的会堂。
And then they say that if you believe in Jesus, then I will have to cast you out of our synagogues.
我们请看约翰福音第九章二十二节。
Let's turn to John chapter 9.
九章二十二节。
John chapter 9 verse 22。
二十二节，他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议好了，若有认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出会堂。
Chapter 9 verse 22. His parents said that this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged Jesus was Christ would be put out of the synagogue.
所以不能在犹太会堂守安息日。
Therefore, you're no longer able to obey the Sabbath in the synagogue.
一开始教会也没有很多人，也没有办法盖大的教堂。
And in the beginning, the people, the believers of Christ, they did not have many people, so they couldn't build a chapel.
没有硬体，就只有用信徒的家里作为一个据点。
There was not a specific place for them to meet, and therefore, instead, they meet at one of the believers' houses.
所以这个跟我们真教会的发展也是一模一样。
And this actually is the exact same way how our true church has established in the beginning.
真教会啊，每传到一个地方啊，都是在一家信徒家里聚会开始的。
And it doesn't matter where the gospel is preached to, all of it will start from family service.
这其实教会并不是这个会堂。
Therefore, the church is not within this chapel.
教会呢，可以在家庭里面就开始了。
Church could begin from our own household.
那我们来讨论一下，到底这一对夫妻啊，百基拉跟亚居拉到底是什么的人？
So let's come to see what these people are, Aquila and Priscilla.
我们请看《使徒行传》十八章第二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
十八章第二节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 2.Acts chapter 18, verse 2. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome, Paul went to see them.
第三节。
Verse 3. And because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Verse 4. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks.
保罗啊，在这个时候离开了雅典，来到哥林多这个地方。
Here Paul had left Athens and came to a place of Corinth.
啊，碰到一对夫妻。
And he had met these couple.
先生呢，叫做亚居拉。
And the husband's name was called Aquila.
他是个犹太人。
He was a Jew.
在当时呢，罗马政府呢，已经慢慢的对犹太人呢很不满了。
And at this time, the Roman government they were really starting to not like the Jews.
开始了，已经加强迫害犹太人。
And they were persecuting these Jews.
所以在格老刁年间呢，就命令所有的犹太人要离开罗马城。
And therefore he sent order all the Jews to leave Rome.
所以呢，这个百基拉因为是犹太人，所以一定要离开。
And because Aquila he was a Jew, and therefore he had to leave Rome.
他有个太太叫做百基拉。
And he had a wife called Priscilla.
百基拉呢，按照历史的记载呢，他很有可能啊是罗马公民来的。
And according to history, we probably think that Priscilla was actually a Roman citizen.
啊，因为在意大利啊，在罗马，在地底下有一些坟墓啊，藏在地底下的坟墓。
Because in Rome there were a lot of
叫做 catacombs 啊。
And catacombs, which were tombs that were underground.
在早期的时候呢，他们记载啊，在上面基督徒被迫害，不能在上面聚会，要躲到地下的坟墓来聚会。想想看。
And in the history, it recorded the Christians, because they were not able to worship on the ground, therefore they had to go to the...
所以说写下来说，哎呀，原来那个白基拉以前呢，是一个罗马妇人，很有能干的，很有才华的。
And therefore they had to worship underground, and there was recorded that Priscilla was a Roman citizen, and she was a wonderful wife.
那这个太太很贤惠。
And Priscilla was a very good wife.
她先生被赶出去了，她也陪先生一起逃走了。
And Aquila was cast out of Italy, and therefore she went with him.
但神的安排很美好。
And of course, the arrangement of God was very beautiful.
虽然好像遇到困难。
Though as if it seemed that they had faced difficulty.
但是就是因为他们要逃离罗马，才在哥林多碰到保罗。
And it's because they flee from Rome, therefore they met Paul at Corinth.
保罗传福音给他们。
And Paul had preached the gospel to them.
哇，那么好的福音呢，他们就相信了。
They thought to themselves, this is such wonderful gospel, and therefore they believed.
所以凡事都有主的美意。
So everything has the beauty of God.
就算遇到困难，都有主的美意。
Even if you face difficulty, there is still the beauty of God.
啊，一般人来说啊，如果啊，我今天信了主了，我已经准备好可以进到天国里面了。
Some people might say that I've come to believe in the Lord and I'm ready to go into the kingdom of heaven.
但是对于这对夫妻百基拉雅基来说呢，他们不是这样。
But to this couple, Aquila and Priscilla, it's not so to them.
他们不觉得说啊，我信了耶稣我就够了。
They don't think that it's good enough already that I believe in the Lord.
他们还不满足。
They're not content.
他们常常跟随保罗去传福音。
But instead, they wanted to follow after Paul often to preach the gospel.
我们看十八章第十一节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 11.
十八章第十一节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 11. So Paul stayed for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God.
这保罗在哥林多跟百基拉雅就住了一年半。
Paul stayed in Corinth and stayed with Aquila and Priscilla for a year and a half.
百基拉雅就呢？非常的认真，在这段一年半里面时间呢，学习道理。
And within this year and a half, Aquila and Priscilla, they pursue after the words of God really diligently.
他们对神的认识越来越深了。
And the knowledge that they have of God became better and better.
他们就更有使命感了。
Then they more have a sense of this mission.
因为保罗一定提到主耶稣的教训。
Of course, Paul mentioned about the teachings of Jesus.
就是你们，主耶稣说，你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
And Paul said to them, you must go to the ends of the world to preach the gospel.
他们一定知道这句话。
And of course, I'm sure Aquila and Priscilla, they know this phrase.
但是你也知道，普通人家有太太，有工作，不能像保罗这样到处跑啊。
And of course, for a normal family, they have their wives, they have their jobs. They can't just be like Paul, going everywhere to preach the gospel.
不是专业的传道人，有自己事务缠身，没有办法。
Because if they were not actual full-time ministers, they're not able to do this because they still have jobs to do.
但是他们怎么想呢？
But what do they think to themselves?
保罗给他们一个任务。
Paul gave them a mission.
我们看十八章的第十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 19.
第十八节开始啊，十八节。
Starting from verse 18. Verse 18, Paul stayed on the Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sailed to Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Caesarea.
第十九节。
Verse 19, they arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews.
本来一开始，百基拉跟雅基拉还是跟保罗去附近的地方来传讲福音呢。
And this time, they were preaching the gospel in a nearby place.
但是当保罗跟这对夫妻去到一个大城市叫以弗所的时候
，But now they went to a big city called Ephesus.
保罗就觉得这个大城市很有可能会教会可以建立在这里。
And Paul thought to himself that this big city, I'm sure the church could be established here.
所以就把这对夫妻留在以弗所了。
And therefore he left this couple at Ephesus.
所以这从以弗所开始，百基拉跟雅基拉就开始家庭的聚会。
And starting at Ephesus, then the family service began there.
让教会在他家里开始。
That the church began from their house.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
主耶稣叫我们去普天下传福音。
Today, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us to preach the gospel to the ends of the world.
有人就说了，是不是我一定要去把工作辞掉，像传道一样，去非洲啊，去哪里啊，来传福音呢？
Some people might think that, do I have to give up my job and then just be a full-time minister, go to this place and go to that place just to preach?
当然如果有这个条件，神拣选的话，当然也是很好。
Of course, if you are chosen by God to do this particular work, it is great.
传福音呢，为主做工啊。不一定要跑到很远的地方。
However, for you to preach the gospel, you don't necessarily have to go to a place that's very far.
你现在有什么？
Whatever you have now.
就可以从这个地方开始。
You can start with that.
所以就从家里开始，百基拉跟雅基拉就开始布道，开始开拓，开始聚会。
So starting from their own home, they preached the gospel of the Lord, and they did many works of ministry.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dearly beloved brothers and sisters,
我们不要觉得说我已经信了主了，已经得救了，就满足了。
Do not be content only with you thinking that you have already believed and you will receive salvation.
我们要使命感。
But instead, we have to have a sense of mission.
想想可以为神做点什么工。
To think about what is something that we can do for the Lord.
那么家庭的教会啊，有什么好处呢？
So what is good about family service?
其实啊，我们看一看我们真教会发展的历史。
If we look at the history of our True Jesus Church's progress.
比如说我们移民从亚洲移民到北美或者是欧洲啊，其他大洲啊。
If we see people immigrating from Asia to different continents, Europe or North America.
一开始都是家庭聚会开始。
In the beginning, it all started with family service.
而且我们发觉一个非常明显的一个事实。
And we can see something that is very true.
当教会还没有会堂的时候，还在家里聚会的那段时间。
During the time before the church had the chapel, when the services were held within a person's house.
可以说是教会的高增长期。
So you could say this is the highest progress. It is most progress time of the church.
这个时候啊，好像很多人容易来信。
And at this time, many people will come to believe.
虽然没有硬挺。
And even though we don't have a structure of place for the church.
甚至可能没有专职的传道人注目。
And you could also say there might not even be a residential pastor there.
那段时期是教会的人数的高增长期。
But at that time, that particular time, is the most growth in the number of people to come to believe for the church.
为什么在家里的教会有这样的优势呢？
Why is it that a church within someone's family could have such good progress?
我们来分析几点哦。
Let's look at a few points.
第一点哦。
The first point.
家庭聚会或是家里的教会啊，是个传福音的好地方。
Family service and services held at home is a great place to preach the gospel.
我们看使徒行传的第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3. At Caesarea, there was a man called Cornelius, a centurion that was known as the Italian regiment. Verse 2, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Verse 3, on day at about 3 in the afternoon he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius.
Okay, 在这一章之前呢，教会的信徒啊，都是以犹太人为主。
Before this chapter, all the people that were believers of Christ were all Jews.
他们不会传给外族人。
Because they would not preach the gospel to people that were not Jewish.
因为犹太人觉得只有我们是圣洁的，我们是神的选民，其他人都是不干净的。
Because only the Jews thought to themselves that we are the only holy ones, we are the chosen people of God. All the other people, they're not clean.
但是神看人跟人看人不一样。
But then, of course, the way God sees men is different than how men see others.
人看人的皮肤颜色。
When men judge others, they look at their skin color.
人看你的种族。
Other people see your race.
你的语言。
They hear the way you speak your language.
你贫或是富有。
They see if you are rich or are you poor.
神看人不是这样。
But it's different how God views us.
神看到有一个人，他是意大利人，是非犹太人。
God sees this man who is not Jew.
他的名字叫哥利流，他是当官的。
His name is Cornelius, and he was a centurion.
他是军长。
He was known as he was a centurion.
他是个好人啊。
But he was a good man.
所以神就想救他。
And therefore, God wanted to save Cornelius.
给他一个意象。
To give him a vision.
因为他意象里面呢，神就告诉他。
In this vision, God told him,
我知道你常常祷告。
I know you pray often.
你做很多好事。
And you do many good things.
现在我要你叫打发一个人，就是彼得，叫他来你那边讲道理给你听。
And now I'd like you to send this man called Peter to come to you and preach to you the gospel.
神可以直接跟他讲道理。
God could directly just teach him and tell him about the gospel.
神救人呢，要用别的工人去救他。
But however, for God to save men, they use the workers of God to save others.
哥尼流啊，看到这个异象之后呢，就起身了。
When Cornelius saw this vision, after he saw it, he got up.
就按照主的命令去打发彼得，请他来我家里讲道理给我听。
According to what he saw and what God told him in the vision, he got up and asked Peter to come to his home.
彼得一开始不是很想来啊。
In the beginning, Peter did not want to come.
去意大利人家里不习惯，没有这个习惯啊。
He thought to himself, for me to enter an Italian man's house, I don't have this kind of, I've never.
我们跟外邦人也没有来往的。
It's just like Peter thinking, I have no connections, no ties to any Gentiles.
最后呢，神要他去，他还是去了。
But then in the end, God insisted that Peter went.
去到呢，哇，发觉不得了了。
And when he went there, he realized it's amazing.
我们请看第十章。
Let's look at chapter 10.
我们看第十章的第二十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 24.
十章二十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 24. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends.
彼得一进到哥利流家里。
The minute Peter entered the house of Cornelius,
发觉不只有哥利流在等着他。
He realized not only Cornelius was the one waiting for him.
哥利流把他所有的亲戚啊、朋友啊，通通叫来。
Instead, Cornelius had invited all his relatives and his friends to come.
请那么多人来做什么呢？
What was the purpose for him to bring so many people to come to his house?
当然是要来听道理、听福音啊。
It's so that they may listen to the gospel.
哥林流自己做异梦，别人没有做到异梦。
And only Cornelius was the one that has saw visions, others did not.
但是哥林流一定跟所陪他的朋友讲。
However, he did tell all of his friends and relatives.
我看到异梦了，我看到神了。
And he must have told them, I saw a vision, I saw God.
神跟我讲话。
God told me.
今天有神的人要来讲道理给我们听。
That today there is a man of God that will come to preach the gospel.
你们来我家里。
So you should all come to my house.
教会也就是这样子的，在哥利流家里开始。
So the church is how it established. It's just like how this place at Cornelius' house.
神同工很厉害。
Because there is the work of God.
彼得还没有讲完道，开始讲的时候，圣灵就降下来了。
Before Peter even completed his whole sermon, his preaching, the Holy Spirit had descended.
这样子就很多人就信了主了。
Then many came to believe.
又接受了洗礼啊。
And they received baptism.
今天我们也发觉。
Today we understand one thing.
我们身边很多的朋友。
That we have many friends around us.
有时候要叫他们来教堂听布道会啊，不太容易。
Sometimes indeed it's very hard to ask them to come to church to come to evangelical service.
有些人一辈子可能都没有进过教堂了，突然间你叫我进教堂，好像很严肃，好像很不舒服的感觉。
And for some people, they might not even enter the church ever once in their life. And for them to come here, it might feel really uneasy for them.
好像要来教会就要跟我说教。
It's as if I come to the church and you're going to constantly preach to me.
但是如果我们转换另外一个方式。
But if we change this in a different way.
家庭教会、家庭聚会以福音布道为开拓。
Starting the work of ministry, we can start from our own home.
我们请亲戚朋友来。
To ask all your friends and relatives to come.
可能别人问，来我家里做什么啊？
And others might ask, why do you want me to go to your house? What's it for?
来吃吃水果，泡泡茶，聊聊天。今天有一些教会的朋友也来。
You could say, why don't you come over to my house? We can have some fruits and tea. And I have some other church friends that are coming over to my house.
很轻松的。
It's very easygoing.
很愉快的。
And it's very joyful.
这样子呢，可能朋友了，接受的程度就比较高了。
Then the acceptance of your friends to come to this family service of yours might be greater and higher.
其实我们的家啊，都是可以给主耶稣用。
And therefore our homes could be used for the Lord.
作为传福音的场所。
To be a place of where we could preach.
我们上个礼拜啊，听到张国清传道在那边见证南非教会的一些情况哦。
And last week we heard about the testimony of Peter Chang about the South African ministry work.
其实南非教会啊，跟所有我们真教会在北美教会都一样。
Actually, South Africa, the church there is the same as any other church in North America.
移民开始的。
It all started from immigration.
在八十年代。
In the 80s.
已经有十几户啊，台湾的移民呢，移到南非去了。
Already, there were about 10-some immigrated families that were living in South Africa. They came from Taiwan.
大家忙着做生意，没有机会。
But at that time, everyone was busy doing their business. They did not have time to come for service.
过了十几年都没有机会，已经信仰上已经迷失掉了。
After 10-some years, they did not have any service, and they were already lost in their faith and belief.
到90年代有台湾呢，有移民潮，就是很多国民呢都要去外国。
And then in the 90s, in Taiwan, many people started to immigrate to different parts of the world.
其实我们知道，办移民的人不会只办一个国家，都会多办几个。通常有条件办移民的都可以申请好几个国家了。
And I'm sure many people, they don't just say we want to immigrate to one particular country. Instead, they send out applications to apply to many different countries.
那么当时在台湾呢，我们有两户信徒是比较热心的。
And at that time in Taiwan, there were two households that were very diligent in their belief.
在同时间呢，他们都办了南非的移民。
And at that time, they both had decided that they were going to move to South Africa.
他们都不知道对方有办。
But they did not know one another were moving there.
他们在考虑到底已经出来了，批准了，但是要不要去？
And they were thinking that because their immigration process they had been completed, and they're thinking they wanted to go or not.
因为去了那边没有教会，我们自己的信仰怎么办？
Because if they go there, they don't have a church there, then they thought about what's going to happen to their faith.
那很偶然的情况之下呢，他们在台湾呢就碰面了，就谈起，哎，你也办南非移民呢，我也办南非移民呢。
And in a situation where they had actually met one another in Taiwan and had realized that one another had decided to move to immigrate to South Africa.
他们就约好。
So they made an agreement with one another.
是不是你真的要去啊？
And they ask one another, are you surely sure
that you're
going?
Because
only if you go, then I'll go.
只有我一家我不去了，但是起码我们有两家我们去。
But if I'm the only person that's going, the only household, then I won't go. But if you're going, then I will.
那边没有教会。
Because there's no church there.
那边有信徒，但是没有教会成立。
There is believers there, however, there's no church that's established there.
我们去传福音。
Let's go and preach gospel.
就是这样带着使命出去的。
It is with that mission, that sense of mission they had that they brought with them.
感谢神。
Thank the grace of the Lord.
人有这个心啊，神就会同工。
If men have that heart to work for him, then God will be abiding with them.
过了十几年了。
So 10-some years later.
虽然那边那么危险。
Even though it's so dangerous there.
但是已经有几百个信徒在那边了。
There's hundreds of believers in South Africa.
教会已经建立了。
The church is established.
所以啊，家庭啊，其实这是个传福音最好的地方。
And therefore, your home is the best place for you to preach the gospel.
教会啊，都是从家庭开始的。
Because all churches begin from a person's house.
教会虽然有会堂了。
And even though the church has a chapel.
传福音的重大的工作也是要 focus 集中在家庭的推广里面。
But then the main focus that we need to preach the gospel needs to start from our own homes.
第二点哦。
The second point.
家庭聚会啊，是联谊团契的好地方。
Family service is a great place for a fellowship.
教会人数多了
，because if there is more people, that is numbers grows in the church.
有时候啊，人很多啊，不晓得谁是谁啊。
And at some times, because there's so many people, you don't know one another very well.
我们问问自己就好了哦。
Ask yourselves.
当然，除了我们是当工作人员之外
，other than the people who are workers in the church.
我在教会里面认识几个人。
How many people do you actually know in the church?
除了我的好朋友，教会里面的好朋友之外
，other than your own good friends.
到底认识信徒有多几个
？How many members do you actually know？
有时候在路上碰到，在 mall 里面碰到，都不一定讲得出名字来。
Sometimes when you see them in the mall, you might not be able to say their names.
因为教会人数多，
because,
活动多，谈话的机会就少。
Because there, the more people there are in the church, the more activities there are, the more less time and chances you'll have to chat with one another.
就很赶了，赶着要回家了。
And after church, you're in a rush to go home.
啊，没有很多啊，团契联谊的机会。
You don't have many chances for you to fellowship with one another.
没有错，我们来教会是要找神，是要来体验神。
It is true that we come to the church so that we may be able to seek the Lord.
但是有一点很重要的。
There's another point that is also very important.
要一个人来信主啊。
And that is for a person to come to believe.
在他还没有体会到看不见的神之前。
Before that person can actually experience about this God that he cannot see.
他一定要体会到看得见的人有没有关怀他。
He must first come to see and to understand to see these people that he can see, do they care about him or not?
他感觉到了。
If he can feel that,
他自然相信那个看不见的神是有在的。
Then it'll be much easier for him to come to believe the existence of that God he cannot see.
他感觉不到的话。
Because if you cannot see,
就算你翻经节啊，说哇神怎么伟大啊，他觉得说我感觉不到。
If he cannot see these people that care for him, even if you flip all through the Bible, he cannot experience that love and how great God is.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
啊，《使徒行传》第二章，我们常常说一天有3000人受洗啊。
In Acts chapter 2, we often mention about in one day there were 3,000 believers.
一天给我们三千人，我们怎么牧养呢？
If there were 3,000 believers at one time that did come to our church, how would we be able to minister them?
只有12个使徒。
There's only 12 disciples.
要牧养3000人。
For them to tend this flock of sheep,
怎么可能做得来呢？
How is it possible for them to do such things?
我们看第二章的42节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 42. Verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这里告诉我们说，三千人受了洗之后，马上他们已经有很多的这种家庭的团契了。
Here in verse 42, it tells us after 3,000 members, 3,000 people that came to believe and they were baptized, they had fellowship.
我们再看这里说彼此交接啊，交接原文啊，就是团契，就是 fellowship。
And here it tells us they devoted themselves to apostles' teaching and to fellowship.
我们在这种讲道聚会了， 一个人讲，全部人在听，没有机会分享，没有机会问问题。
And with a sermon like this, there's only one person talking and everyone listening, and there's no chance for fellowship or interaction.
听得懂，听不懂，一个小时就这样过去了。
Either you understand or you don't, an hour will pass by anyway.
有问题，没有问题，也没有机会问。
If you have questions or you don't have questions, you don't have a chance to raise your hand to ask.
信仰，平常遇到一些状况，不晓得怎么样来做决定了，也没有机会来讨论。
Or sometimes you will face some difficulties in your belief and you have no time to chat with one another to ask them.
见到面就是啊，你好吗？啊，你好，我好，大家好，每个礼拜都是大家好。
And when you see one another, you just say, how are you? I'm fine. Every week, it's just I'm fine, this and that.
当然。当到遇到真的不好的时候，也不晓得跟谁讲。
And of course, when you actually face difficulties, you don't know who to turn to.
那接着说啊，教会啊，三千人受洗之后啊，马上就有彼此交接团契的生活了。
But here, after these 3,000 people, they were baptized. Immediately, they had these fellowship with one another.
当然，前提就是他们要遵守神使徒的教训。
Of course, why they have fellowship is so that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
以神的话为主。
And the main focus of their fellowship was the words of God.
交流，有些交流，有问有答。
Then there's fellowship, which is interaction with one another.
擘饼，吃吃饭。
Which is the breaking of bread that represents to have food.
一起祷告，你有什么困难，我帮你祷告。
And to have prayer, and you pray for one another.
所以这个是信仰，慢慢就会进步了。
And this will really greatly improve the faith of these believers.
信徒的信心要成长。
So for the faith of believers to grow,
家庭的团契啊，家庭的聚会非常的重要。
And then it's very important that we must focus on these family services.
你想想看，我们想想看看完美的家庭聚会是什么样的。
Let's think about what is a most wonderful, a perfect family service.
在我们那一区里面就好，我们那个区里面。
Let's just say just within your district.
啊，大家来了。
Everybody comes.
查经完了，我们用点心了。
And after fellowship, after family service, we have some snacks.
年纪大的长辈，他们就自己分享了。哎呀，我最近身体啊，怎么样了？
And then the older generation, they'll share about, oh, how is it my health recently?
另外一个长辈就说，那你要吃这个，吃这个好。
And the other will say, then you should eat this. This is good for you.
怎么样吃？怎么运动？
And this is how you should eat this particular food, and this is what you must do to exercise.
另外一个就讲了，除了运动之外，我们要祷告求主耶稣帮助啊。
And another will say, other than just eating this and exercising, we need to pray to the Lord for His help.
中年就另外一个角落，也在泡茶聊天了。
And then the middle age, they will also be in a corner and they're chatting about themselves.
想讲，我这个老板啊，真的是啊，怎么讲大家可以分享了。
And they'll talk about my boss really is so and so.
我的工作啊，压力很大。
And I really have so much pressure at my work.
真的是从心里面讲出来，然后别人就，这样子啊，我有点意见可以给你啊。
Indeed, it comes down from the bottom of their heart, and therefore others will say, I have a suggestion for you.
我帮你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
年轻妈妈们呢，就可以交换儿女经了。
And then the young mothers, they will start to chat about their own little children.
我这个小孩子也很难教啊。
And they'll say, my child is so hard to teach.
遇到学业的困难，怎么样。
And then they have difficulties that they face in their learning.
青少年呢，他们也可以自己一堆的，可能去外面打打球了。
And the youths, they will also be gathered as a bunch together. They probably go out to play basketball.
少年人呢，可能就上去房间打电脑了。
And then the other youths will probably go upstairs to play games.
都没有关系的。
It doesn't matter.
都是要交流。
It's good to have fellowship.
信仰啊，这样子啊，才会有这个家的感觉。
And only then, this faith of yours, this belief of yours, will have a sense of feeling of home.
当然，我们平常都已经有家的感觉，但是如果在家庭聚会里面呢，我们可以更加强。
And of course, at home, we already have the sense of home, but we can bring that sense of home to our family service.
第三点哦。
The third point.
开放自己家作为家庭聚会，家里的教会有一个好处，就是得到福气的方法。
And for you to open up your home to be a place of worship for family service, this is a great way for you to receive blessing from God.
我们看马太福音的第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
四十节到四十二节。
Verse 40-42。
马太福音第十章四十到四十二节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 40-42. Verse 40. He who receives you receive me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. 41. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. 42. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward.
这里主耶稣讲到怎么得到福气。
Here Jesus Christ tells us how we can receive rewards.
但不同的人呢，会得到不同的福气。
Of course, different people, they will receive their blessings and rewards differently.
主耶稣这里提到几种人。
Here Jesus Christ mentions about a few different people.
第一种人就是先知。
First is a prophet.
先知就是神的代言人。
Prophet is a man who represents God.
他一辈子啊，没有别的工，就是为了传达神的信息。
And these prophets, they don't have any other jobs that they do in the world. What they do is preach the message of God.
你可以想象他以后见到神的时候，他的福气会有多大。
You can think that how much of great reward this prophet will gain when he sees God in the future.
今天不是每一个人都可以当先知。
Of course, not every one of us we can become a prophet.
但是主耶稣说，你也有机会分到一点他的福气。
But then Jesus Christ tells us you're able to receive some of the reward of this prophet.
怎么样呢
？How?
如果你接待先知。因为先知的名接待他，你就会得到先知的福气。
And that is if you receive a prophet, then you will receive the prophet's reward.
如果你是义人
，if you're a righteous man，
或者是因为这个人是义人的名接待这个义人
，or because of this man he is righteous and therefore you receive him to your house，
你也会得到这个义人的福气。
Then you will also gain some of the rewards of this righteous man.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise of God.
这好像一张 check， 一张支票。
It's just like a check.
神已经填好签名了，签好名了。
God already has signed the check.
但是数目呢还没有填上去。
But it's a blank check.
看你有多少信心，你敢填多少，神就给你多少。
So it sees how much faith you have, and then you will get how much on that check.
说实在啊，现在我们来北美洲之后，更觉得一点哦，就是家里的私隐很重要啊，私隐的 privacy 啊。
And of course, when we come to North America, we often think about the importance of one's privacy at home.
除非是非常 close 的，非常，不然都很少会邀到家里的。
Unless it's your very close friend, you're not able to just randomly invite them to your house.
那么就算邀到家里啊，也是觉得一种负担。
And when you actually come to the house, it might feel as if it's a burden for you.
有人就想啊。
Then some people think.
来我家里家庭聚会啊。
To come to my house for family service.
压力很大。
I have such great pressure upon me.
为什么呢
？Why so？
有一个姐妹讲过。
A sister once told me.
在其他地方啊。
In other place.
她说我以前呢、啊、也有邀请过教会的人呢、啊、来我家里家庭聚会啊。
In the past, I have invited people of the church to come to my house for family service.
但是啊，来了几次我就怕了。
But after a few times, I got scared.
为什么怕呢
？Why is it so？
第一，当然来之前要打扫啊。
First.Before these people come, you have to clean your house.
啊，来了，当然就也要准备吃的。
Then when they come, you have to prepare a snack for them.
啊，吃完了，还弄得脏了，走了之后，我还要再打扫一次。
And after they eat their food, eat their snack, and the house becomes dirty, after they leave, you have to clean again.
我平常啊，上班已经很累了。
Usually, I work really tired from Monday to Friday.
啊，礼拜六又一整天在教会。
And for the whole day at church on Saturday, I'm very tired.
礼拜天啊，是我唯一一天 relax 的时候。
And Sunday is the only day I can actually relax.
我还要忙一整天。
But then I still have to be so toil for the through that whole entire day.
还有啊，他们来我家的时候，我普通水果而已啊。
And when they come to my house, I just give them some really simple fruits.
别人家里家庭聚会要煮很多东西。
And other people's house, they have so much food at their family service.
结果我就没有煮很多。
And I didn't make much.
哎呀，我压力就很大。
Then I have so much pressure.
当然了，体会了，我们体谅了。
And of course, we have to understand these people.
但是我们换个角度想一想。
But then if we look at this in a different perspective.
看看主耶稣开这张支票。
Look at this blank check that God has already signed.
你想不想要？你相不相信
？Do you want this? Do you believe in it?
如果你相信，主耶稣讲的话不是空的。
If you believe that God's promise is not, it will be actually be fulfilled.
你接待了这个义人，接待了这个先知，就可以得到他们的赏赐。
And you actually believe that if you receive this prophet, if you receive this righteous man, that you will gain some of the rewards.
我们还会不会觉得累啊
？Will you still think that you're very tired?
譬如说，如果今天加拿大最有权柄的人，譬如说总理来说了啊。
For example, the Prime Minister of Canada.
总理来访问过华。
And he comes to Vancouver.
啊，他的时间非常的紧密。
And he has a very tight schedule.
啊，他但是要看看百姓的住的怎么样。
But he still wanted to see how his people are living.
你本区有什么问题啦？灯啦，那个水管啦，什么样的啊？你跟他讲，他帮你解决。
And if you tell him in your area what's happening on the light or the road, you know, whatever it is, you tell him, he will try to solve it for you.
他来你家访问。
and it comes to your house,
你会感觉怎么样?
What will you feel?
哇,一定是很尊荣啊。
You must feel, wow, this is such a glorious event for me.
你的邻居可能看你说,哇,你跟总理是什么关系啊?他来温哥华访问,要去你家里坐一坐。
And your neighbors might think, who are you? What's this relationship that you have with the Prime Minister? That he comes to Vancouver and he's going to go to your house.
那里面你们讲什么?有什么好处啊?
What did you talk about within your home? What kind of good things did you get from him?
今天如果总理来我们家里了，我们都很尊荣，很高兴啊。
Of course, if the Prime Minister of Canada comes to our home today, we will be very overjoyed.
更何况万主之主、万王之王、主耶稣基督。
Not to say if this God, King of all kings, our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他今天要来我们的家
，If today he is to come to our home,
我们会跟他讲说：“哎呀，我今天很累啊，你最好不要常来啊。”
Will you tell him, "I'm very tired today. Can you not come so often?"
如果我们今天讲的话。吃亏的是我们自己。
We have to understand today the one that is the loser in this situation is actually us.
因为有个故事我已经讲过了。
The story I already told you before.
有个富有人家得到天使的信息说耶稣要来你家里。
A rich man got a vision from the angel saying Jesus is going to come to your house.
他准备最好的食物。
And he prepared all the best food.
他等了。
And he's waiting.
哎呀，等了半天都没有人来。
And he waited for a whole day and no one came.
有人按门铃了。
And then a person came to his door.
打开。
And he opened the door.
是个很穷的老人家。
And it was a very poor old man.
哎呀，他说我没有吃啊，可不可以给我一点？
And he said, I'm very hungry. I have nothing to eat.
你走，你走，我今天没有空理你。
And the fisherman said, Go, go away. I have no time for you today.
又等了几个小时。
And he waited for another
couple
of hours. And then another person rang the doorbell.
有一个富人啊，很穷的。
And then a poor woman came to the door.
阿曼说：“哎呀，我没得吃，今天可不可以施舍一点
？”And she's a beggar, and she said, "I'm so hungry. Can you give me some food?"
没有，没有，没有，没有空了一点今天。
And she said, "Go away, go away. I don't have time for you either."
再有一个按门铃了。
And then another person rang the doorbell.
有个传福音的人来了。
A person who was preaching the gospel.
我要来宣讲主耶稣基督的福音给你啊。
And he said, "I'm here to preach you the gospel."
不是今天
的，
我今天等贵客。
And he says, not today, not today. I'm waiting for a very important guest.
等了很久，主耶稣没有来。
And in the end, Jesus Christ did not show up.
他问为什么主耶稣今天没有来。
And he asked, Jesus, why did you not come?
天使在显现跟他讲。
And then the angel appeared to him again.
主耶稣来了。
Jesus did come.
来了三次了。
He came three times.
但是你把他赶走了。
But you cast him away.
主耶稣今天不会用那种显现的形式来我们家里的，不会的。
Today, Jesus will not show himself at our home.
但主耶稣会用怎么的方法来我们家呢
？But what other way will he come？
对，说透过第一，透过神的工人，就是先知。
Here he says through the prophet, which is a worker of God。
教会的长子、传道人、
which is preachers of our church, elders, deacons。
第二，主会透过义人来你的家里。
Secondly, he will come through with a righteous man。
义人就是弟兄姐妹，因为弟兄姐妹已经被主的宝血洗干净了，在主里称义。
A righteous man represents brothers and sisters, which is us, because we have been washed with His precious blood. Therefore, within Christ, we are considered righteous.
第三种人就是小孩子、小子里的一个，四十二节。
Then thirdly is children, which is the littlest of the little ones.
主耶稣说，因为门徒的名的缘故，你一杯水给小孩子，主都不能不祝福你。
And if it's because that you're willing to give this cup of cold water to the little ones, which is my disciple, then I will give you this reward.
这个小孩啊，没有办法送给你什么了。
Because this little one cannot give you much.
但是因为门徒说你接待他。
But because the disciple said, because you receive this little one,
就说给你福气。
Then God will grant you this all this blessing and reward.
家庭聚会不用一定要准备什么大的。大餐啊，不一定要这样。
So we must understand for family service, you don't need to prepare a lavish feast.
当然，如果你有这个爱心，有这个条件，可以。
But if you have this love and you have the money to do this, then it's fine.
如果时间不许可。
But if you don't have time to do,
不要给自己压力。
Don't give yourself any pressure.
一杯凉水就可以了。
Just a cup of cold water.
这样我们就没有压力了。
This is good enough, and you don't have to have any pressure.
所以啊，家庭聚会接待信徒啊，是。主家人呢，得到福气的好方法。
And therefore, for you to have family service to receive the prophets, to receive the people worker of God, is a great way for you to receive the reward.
主耶稣这张支票已经签好名了，但是要填什么号码，就是看你自己。
So let's remember, Jesus has already signed this blank check, and what's the number that's going to be in the check? It depends on you.
你要主耶稣常常来呢
？Do you want Jesus to come often?
偶尔来一次就好呢
？Or do you want him to sometimes come?
不要常打扰我好呢？
Or do you just don't want him to come so often?
还是让他完全不要来呢？
Or do you just don't want him ever to come?
就看我们自己了。
It depends on us.
第四点哦。
The fourth point.
家庭聚会啊，是训练我们全家服侍主的好方法。
Family service is a way to train your household to serve the Lord.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音的第十二章。
John chapter 12.
第一节到第二节
Verse 1 to 2 Chapter 12 Verse 1 to 2 Verse 1 6 days before the Passover Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived whom Jesus had raised from the dead Verse 2 Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor Martha served and Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him
第三节
Verse 3 Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard expensive perfume She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume
主耶稣在世的时候你要请主耶稣吃饭不是那么容易的事
When Jesus Christ was on earth for you to holdA meal for Jesus indeed it's not something that's so easy to do because Jesus was so busy
到处传福音
everywhere he go to preach
还有主要是时间也很有限
and the time he has is very limited
逾越节之前六天就是主耶稣受难之前的六天
and 6 days before the Passover and that is the time before Jesus' crucifixion
主耶稣啊来到伯大尼
Jesus came to Bethany.
为什么去伯大尼呢?
Why did he go to Bethany?
这里有一家人呢，主耶稣很喜欢。
There was a family that Jesus dearly loved.
就是马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路。
And that was Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
主耶稣很喜欢去他们家里。
Jesus loved going to their home.
因为马大有一次请过主耶稣去他家里吃饭。
Because there was one time Martha that invited Jesus to come to her house for a meal.
这次呢，有别人请耶稣去他家里吃饭。
And at that time there were others that wanted Jesus to go to their house for dinner.
马大、玛利亚、拉撒路都跟着一起跟去了。
But then Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, they all went with Jesus.
全家在服侍主。
And their whole family, they were serving the Lord.
马大在忙侍候主。
And Martha was serving Jesus.
拉撒路在坐在耶稣的旁边。
And Lazarus was sitting with Jesus.
玛利亚呢，就拿香膏先给主。
And Mary had offered up this expensive perfume for Jesus.
对，这个是很美的图画。
And this indeed is a beautiful picture.
没有错，要接待信徒来我们家，我们会可能会忙一点。
Of course, for you to receive a believer or a pastor to your house, you might feel very busy.
但是这刚好啊，就是训练我们全家一起服侍主的机会。
But it is a great time to train your household to learn to serve the Lord.
比如说，我们有人来了。
For example, if someone does come.
今天有人来家庭聚会了。
And someone comes to family service.
全家应该很兴奋的。
The whole family, they should be very happy.
今天主耶稣要来了。
Because Jesus Christ is coming today.
主耶稣要祝福我们了。
Jesus Christ is coming to our house to bless us.
怎么准备呢?
How can we prepare?
我去过在其他城市有一家家庭聚会真的让人家感动。
And I went to other cities. There was a family service, a household that really touched my heart.
去他家里家庭聚会。
When I go to their house for family service.
爸爸就当接待啊，在门口就欢迎大家了。
The father is at the door and is greeting everyone who comes.
小朋友呢，女儿呢就帮忙弹钢琴。
And then their daughter is playing the piano.
小朋友，另外小朋友呢就帮忙端水果啊，茶点呢。
And the other children, they're handling the fruits and then the snacks.
然后就领诗了。
And then there is ones that is hymnal leading.
哇，全家都在服侍主。
The whole family was serving the Lord.
非常的快乐。
Indeed, it was very happy for them.
要把自己的家里献出来，真的需要牺牲。
And of course, for you to offer up your home for others, you must sacrifice.
有时候啊，人都来啊，地毯啊，踩到脏啊，有小朋友啊，地方弄脏。
And sometimes when they come over to your house, there's many people, your carpet might get dirty, and the children might make a mess.
但我们想一想。
But let's think about this.
这个家是谁给的？
Who gave me this home?
没有主，我没有家。
If today I do not have the Lord that gave me this home, I wouldn't be able to have this.
没有主，我没有这一切。
Without God, I'm not able to have any of this.
今天主耶稣把我家里借用一下。
Today, God just used my home briefly.
用一下下而已。
Just very briefly.
我应该用怎么的态度呢?
What kind of attitude should I be having?
当然了，我应该用开心的态度。
Of course, I should be having such a joyful attitude.
说要打扫。
And for you to clean your house.
其实啊，平常我们就要打扫了。
Actually, you should be cleaning anyways.
有人来聚会更好。
And it's even better for you for people to come to your house for service.
逼我一定要打扫。
Because it pushes you to clean your house.
最近诗班都来我家里练诗啊。
And recently, some of the choir members come to my house to practice.
很准时，一个礼拜来一次。
And they're very punctual. They come every week, once a week.
我们就说好了，吃饭来了，我们要打扫了。
And then we say, our family says, okay, the choir's coming. We have to clean our house.
哇，这样子其实反而让我们更有劲啊，做事情更有劲。
This is even better for us because we have so much more energy to do this.
记住啊，我们的家是神所给的。
Remember, our home was given to us by God.
把我们的家用来为主做工啊。
And to give up our house to do the work of God.
神也一定会祝福的。
Then God will indeed bless us.
如果教会跟我们接触啊。
So if the church needs to use our home,
如果我们方便的话,
if we are able,
我们有这个心的话,
and we have this heart,
我们要热情, 啊, 没关系, 来我家里, 来我家里。
Then we should invite them happily and say, don't worry, come to my home.
啊, 如果有教会的工人们要来访问的话,
and you, there's holy workers of the church, they want to come to your house for visitation.
没关系, 来我家里, 来我家里。
And you can, you have to, you should tell them, oh, don't worry, come to my house.
如果在我们家里有家庭聚会的话,
if there's family service at our house,
我们要想想, 诶, 我还可以请我哪一个朋友,那个亲戚来听道理。
We should think about who else can we invite that is our friends or relatives to come to listen to the truth.
如果在我们这一区有家庭聚会的话,
if it's your district family service,
我们要热烈的支持啊。
Then we have to support it.
不要说, 哎呦, 昨天已经来过教会教聚会了, 今天不用了。
Don't think, yesterday I was just at church for service, I don't want to go to family service.
今天是团契的时候。
Because that day, family service is time for fellowship.
也是灵受福气的时候。
It's also a time for us to receive blessing.
对我们自己有福气的。
It is a great blessing for you.
感谢主, 我们万国华教会很多圣工。
Thank the grace of the Lord. In Vancouver Church, we have lots of holy work.
过去四个月,因为各样大小圣工非常忙碌。
In the past 4 months, because of all kinds of holy work, we've been very busy.
所以啊,家庭聚会啊,暂停了几个月。
So family service has been put on hold for a couple of months.
但是很快呢,知会就带领之下,很快就会启动起来了。
And quickly and soon, the family service will be scheduled again.
我们给自己一个目标。
And give all of us a goal.
今年我们更爱主。
Today, we love them more, just a little bit more.
怎么更爱主呢?
How do we love them a little bit more? That the people, the attendance for attending family service, the numbers need to go up.
我们自己要去,
we need to go.
还要带慕道者去,
not only we need to go, we need to bring truth seekers.
让家庭成为布道最好的场所,
so that your home might be the best place for you to preach.
你看看, 真的会得到福气。
Just look and see, you indeed will receive great blessing.
主耶稣不会开空头的支票。
Jesus will not just give you a check that you cannot get in the end, cannot cash out.
我们请一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.